الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in attendance, viewers of Madani channel, there are many virtues and excellences in relation to reciting Salawat ala Nabi. And frequently in the gatherings of Dawat Islami, we hear about those excellences and virtues. But have we heard about the repercussions of not reciting Salawat ala Nabi? Because the hadith collection also contain admonition and warnings for those who don't recite Salawat ala Nabi. Listen to this hadith carefully. This is in the Sahih of Ibn Hibban. And it's as follows. An Abi Hurairata anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'ida al-mimbara faqala ameen, ameen, ameen. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. He sat on the minbar and he said Ameen 3 times. When he said Ameen 3 times, the companions obviously were inquisitive. They wanted to know why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen 3 times. So they asked, Qila ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka hina sa'idta al-mimbara qulta ameen, ameen, ameen. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ascended the mimbar, you sat on the mimbar, and you said ameen 3 times. What was the reason behind this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, he replied, qala inna jibreela atani, indeed, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. Faqala, and he said, Man adraka shahra ramadana walam yughfar lahu fadakhala an-nar fa'ab'adahu Allah. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam said, the one who reaches Ramadan, meaning he lives to see the month of Ramadan, and he does not attain forgiveness, he will enter hell and Allah Ta'ala will distance him. فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ. Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, قُلْ Ameen, say Ameen, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُلْتُ Ameen. So I said Ameen. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ فَلَمْ يَبَرَّهُمَا فَمَاتَ فَدَخَلَ النَّارَ فَ أَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ. Jibreel alayhi salam said that whoever has his parents alive, both of his parents are alive, his mother and father, and he does not take care of them, he does not show good conduct towards them, he is not good towards them, to his parents, فَدَخَلَ النَّارَ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ, this person too will enter the hellfire and Allah will distance him. Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, قُلْ Ameen, say Ameen, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُلْتُ Ameen. So I said Ameen. And then the third time Jibreel alayhi salam said, وَمَنْ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ فَمَاتَ فَدَخَلَ النَّارَ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ. That whoever you are mentioned before, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned before a person, فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ, and he does not recite salat upon you, فَمَاتَ فَدَخَلَ النَّارَ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهِ, he will die, Allah will place him in hellfire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance him. And Jibreel alayhi salam again said, قُلْ Ameen, say Ameen, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْتُ Ameen, and I said Ameen. So this hadith Three things were mentioned. Three times the Prophet ﷺ was told to say Ameen, and he said Ameen. Number one, whoever reaches Ramadan Kareem and he's not attained forgiveness, he will enter the fire of hell and Allah will distance him. Number two, whoever has both of his parents alive, he does not do good to them, does not serve them, again the same punishment for him, he will enter hellfire and Allah will distance him. And the third thing, whoever the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned before, وَمَنْ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ, whoever you are mentioned before, and he does not recite salat upon you, the same punishment for him, he will enter the hellfire, and Allah Ta'ala will distance him. So it's very, very important, brothers, to reflect, views of Madin Channel as well, that these three things, number one, we're in Ramadan, are we making the most of Ramadan Kareem? Are we having ourselves forgiven? Are we making ourselves worthy of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number two, if our parents are alive, are we serving them? Are we respecting them, honoring them, loving them? And thirdly, are we reciting salawat ala nabi, durood sharif, peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we haven't attained these three things yet, we haven't attained forgiveness, or we haven't done a'mal that could lead to forgiveness, we're not good with our parents, so we don't recite salawat ala nabi, we have to rectify this straight away. Why? Because the hadith contains a stern warning. فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ, each time it said that such a person will enter the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who decorate the days and nights of Ramadan with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us from those Muslims who serve their parents, who love their parents, respect their parents. And may Allah ta'ala make us from those Muslims who spend our free time in reciting salawat ala nabi to attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Honorable brothers in Islam, viewers of Madini Channel, the 21st of Ramadan is the passing away date of Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talibin, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. And inshallah, in the time we have, we will be hearing a few aspects of his blessed life. Otherwise, truth be told, we could be here for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we won't do justice to this topic. Meaning, speaking about the fadail, the kamalat of Sayyiduna wa Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. So first of all, we know his name is Ali, the son of Abu Talib, who was the paternal uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kunya of Sayyiduna Ali is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. And as we heard, he's a paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother's name was Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu anha. She accepted Islam, migrated and passed away in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. This is his mother. And his mother was so blessed that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowered her into the grave, or went into her grave and made dua for her as well. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam at a young age. In fact, the scholars of Islam have said the first child to embrace Islam was none other than Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala at approximately the age of 8 or 10 years. He used to observe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing namaz, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this had a massive effect on his heart. And he accepted Islam, became the first child to accept Islam. Now he was brought up by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The instruction given to him was from the prophetic court. And he aided and assisted the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. He is from the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon, the first Sahaba, the group of Sahaba who migrated to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And it's stated that he is also from Ashara Mubashara. Those 10 blessed individuals were given glad tidings of Jannah, being dwellers of paradise, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dunyawi life, in the worldly life. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Aliyun fil Jannah." There's no doubt regarding the fact that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala will be in Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many great enemies of Islam were sent to hell by the blows of his sword, Dhul-Fiqar. And after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali was elected to become the Khalifa. Who chose him? The Ansar and the Muhajireen, they both agreed upon his Khilafah and they pledged allegiance on his blessed hands. So he became Amir al-Mu'mineen. His Khilafah, the Khilafah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, lasted for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, he had so many beautiful qualities, so many attributes. But one thing that distinguishes a believer from other believers is their love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their love for the greatest example for mankind. Al-Quran al-Kareem tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, there is a great example for you. And they lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were honored to breathe the same air as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in the same majlis as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they loved him more than everything. Meaning, the greatest honor and respect is shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and within creation, the greatest love, respect and honor is shown to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's listen to an account which is in Sunan al-Kubra of Imam Bayhaqi radiallahu an. And this account will tell you how much love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It stated, once, in order to make arrangements for the food of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an set out. He went to a non-Muslim's garden and took out 17 buckets of water from the well. In place of what? 17 ajwa dates, blessed dates that we try our utmost to eat in the month of Ramadan. When people go to Haramain Sharifain, they try to purchase them as well. Why? Because they've been praised in the hadith collection. They prevent many, many illnesses, save one from so many diseases and afflictions as well. Anyhow, so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu took out 17 buckets of water, and what was he given in return? 17 ajwa dates. And when he took those dates, he presented them to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "O Abul Hasan," this was his kunya, "from where did you get these dates?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned the story. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I received news that you were severely hungry." Remember, the Prophet ﷺ went days on end at times without eating anything. Sayyidina Ali says, "I received news of your severe hunger, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ. So I set out to work, to do labor in order to acquire some food. And this is that food." So he mentioned how he went to that non-Muslim's garden, and it was agreed that for every bucket of water he takes out of the well, he will be given a date. And he chose the ajwa dates. 17 buckets were taken out in total, and 17 ajwa dates were given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon hearing this, upon hearing that Sayyidina Ali did this just for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he heard about the Prophet alayhi wasallam being hungry, and he set out to do this work in order to acquire the dates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Did you do all of this out of love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu replied, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "By Allah, whosoever loves Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then destitution and hunger come to him just as quickly as a flood of water flows downwards. Therefore, the one who loves Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam should keep a shield of patience ready." So this is the narration where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he undertook hardship, labor, difficult work, took out 17 buckets of water, but who is he doing it for? He's doing it for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't censure him, didn't rebuke him and said, why did you do that for me? In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the outcome of that. Those who have true love for Allah and their beloved and his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are tested in the dunya. And it happens time and time again. We see from the lives of the awliya Allah, they face many, many tests, many, many trials and tribulations, but they come through all of them. They are patient. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala had immense love for the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Once he was asked, how much do you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said, wallahi, he took an oath upon Allah and he said, we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our family, more than our offspring, more than ourselves, and more than cold water at the time of extreme thirst. This was a way of expressing the severity or the level of something, the utmost level of something. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, more than cold water at the time of severe thirst, we love the Prophet alayhi salam more than that. We love the Prophet alayhi salam more than our family, more than our offspring, more than our parents, more than ourselves. This is the love that we also need to try and obtain. This level of love, subhanAllah, imagine the barakat. And what were the barakat? What were the blessings attained by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala? Let's listen to a few excellences. In Tariq ibn Asakir, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I was present with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when somebody asked about Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salam answered and he said, wisdom was divided into 10 parts. Wisdom was divided into 10 parts. 9 parts were given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and 1 part was given to other people. This was the level of intelligence possessed by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He was one of the most intelligent Sahaba. And there's a famous Mas'ala, Mas'ala Mimbariya. Those who are familiar, in Islamic law, there are rules of inheritance. Wiratha, when a person passes away, what is to be done with his assets, his estate, his possessions, property, wealth? Somebody asked a very complex and difficult question in a masjid, ghaliban in Kufa. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was on the mimbar at the time. And on the spot, instantly, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala answered the question accurately and 100% in accordance to the teachings of Islamic law. Meaning he didn't have to even think, he, on the spot, this much goes to this person will receive X amount of share. Otherwise, those who have a bit of experience regarding working out Islamic inheritance, Wiratha and the rulings related to it, they know how difficult these masail are. Very difficult, in fact. A lot of maths is required. You need a lot of intelligence. But on the spot, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu satisfied that person and answered without any hesitation whatsoever. So this was his level of intelligence, his level of wisdom as well. As we heard in the hadith, 10 parts of wisdom and 9 of them were given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Also from the Sahaba, he was aqdahum, the one who was able to judge the best. He had this ability to decide the matter of people, the matters between the people, in the most appropriate and correct manner as well. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again mentioning the excellence of Sayyidina wa Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, when you read the khitab, when you read the address, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is found in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, time and time again. In fact, 89 times it's found in the Quran. You have 89 such verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses me and you, the believers, directly. And he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the leader of those group of Muslims is none other than Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He is the leader of the group of Muslims. And this hadith is in Fada'ilu al-Sahaba and in the chapter of Fada'ilu Ali. Another hadith, this is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Once somebody came and he complained about Sayyidina Ali to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri narrates that some people complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the pulpit, member, and he delivered a khutbah, a sermon. And in that khutbah, he said, O people, do not complain about Ali radiallahu anhu. By Allah, who is taking the qasam, who is taking the oath, the most truthful in Allah's creation, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, by Allah, Ali has the most fear of Allah Almighty in his heart. Meaning your complaining is not correct. Another narration. And this is similar to the previous one. Sayyidina Ishaq bin Ka'ab bin Ujra, rahmatullahi alayhi, narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not speak ill of Ali. Do not say anything bad about him. Why? For he is annihilated in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's attained the level of fana fillah. That's all he thinks about. He's engrossed in the remembrance and the dhikr of the divine, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his level. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states, indeed the Quran was revealed in 7 huruf, and each one of them has an outer meaning and an inner meaning. So these verses of the Quran, they have an outer meaning and an inner meaning. And Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is the one who has knowledge of both the outer and the inner meaning as well. Such was his level of knowledge bestowed on him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to this narration. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, a cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, we would speak among ourselves saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 70 such bequests, meaning wasiyah, 70 such bequests to Sayyidina Ali, which he did not make to anybody else. Meaning, look at the closeness of the Prophet alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that 70 such bequests were made only to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So his fadail, his kamalat, that there's no limit to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Ali in such a way that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great muhaddith, rahimahullah ta'ala, says the amount of hadith which have appeared in terms of the Sahaba for any companion, the most hadith that have appeared for a particular companion belong to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Meaning no companion has this i'zaz or honor. Meaning Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the amount of hadith that have appeared in regards to his fadail have not appeared for anyone else. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, we know, had divine fear of Allah. He was generous. On one occasion, all he had was 4 dirhams. And we know he wasn't one of the more wealthiest Sahaba. In fact, he lived a difficult life. He had 4 dirhams in his possession. He gave 1 dirham in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by night, 1 dirham by day, 1 dirham openly, and 1 dirham secretly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this act so much. A verse was revealed regarding this act of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Meaning those who spend their wealth by night, by day, by giving it openly and by giving it in a discreet manner. Secretly and in an open manner. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. What is the reward for them? فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Their reward is with their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there'll be no fear upon them, no grief upon them as well. So this is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, brought up by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Right from his childhood, he heard the blessed words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's listen to the account of his passing. It stated that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, during the month of Ramadan, it was his practice to observe iftar one day with Sayyidina Imam Hassan, another day with Sayyidina Imam Hussein, and one night with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu. He would not eat more than 3 morsels. We eat a lot at the time of iftar, but Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, He would not eat more than 3 morsels, and he would say, I find it pleasing that my stomach be empty when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the night of his martyrdom, he radiallahu anhu would continuously exit his home and look towards the sky while saying, by Allah, I was not given false news. This is the night which was promised. And this was as though he had already had previous knowledge of his martyrdom. On the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan, on the night of Friday, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu woke to perform prayer. A muadzin came to call him. So he left his home to pray salah. He was on his way to the masjid whilst calling out to the people and waking them for salah. So look at his last actions before leaving this world, before departing from this world. He's calling people towards salah, waking people up for salah. Subhanallah. When all of a sudden, the wicked and evil Kharji Ibn Muljim attacked him so severely with the sword that his blessed forehead was cut to the temple and the sword reached his brain. Stopped at his brain. Meanwhile, people ran from all directions and apprehended that evil Kharji, meaning Ibn Muljim. 2 days after this painful event, he radiallahu ta'ala embraced martyrdom. Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhum performed his ghusl. Sayyidina Imam Hassan led his funeral prayer, and he radiallahu anhu was buried in Kufa during the night. And the people dealt with Ibn Muljim. It's mentioned here, in the reference is Tariqul Khulafa, the people cut up the evil and wicked Ibn Muljim into pieces, placed him into a basket and set it alight. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, this great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was known as Asadullah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every opportunity, he aided Islam, he served Islam, he was devoted wholeheartedly to the cause of Islam, and his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew no bounds, as we heard. That he himself said that, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everything. We may say that today, but actions prove how much a love one truly has. I would say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he was at the forefront in every battle. Every time Islam needed help, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu would offer himself. He was a close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once said to him, that are you not pleased, O Ali, that you are to me like Harun was to Musa? Meaning, Prophet Harun alayhi salam was very close to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned, O Ali, are you not pleased that you are to me like Harun was to Musa, illa except that there is no Prophet after me. Meaning this does not mean that Sayyidina Ali has attained prophethood or anything like that. This shows the connection, the qurba of Sayyidina Ali towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of such blessed personalities of Islam. If we truly follow the example set by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala in terms of his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of his jazba and passion to serve Islam, in terms of his generosity, as we heard, he had nothing but 4 dirhams he gave them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his tawakkul. This was his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest level of reliance he possessed. And we know about his knowledge. The Prophet alayhi salam said, Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha. That I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu loved sacred knowledge so much that once he read a couplet and he said, Radina qismat al jabbari fina. He said, we are happy in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined regarding us. We are happy. Lana ilmun walil juhali malun. He said, Allah has destined that we have knowledge and he has destined that the ignorant people have wealth, mal. And then he went on to mention the fadail of knowledge, that knowledge protects you, you have to protect wealth. Knowledge increases the more you use it, wealth decreases the more you use it. So like this, he began mentioning the fadail of knowledge, sacred knowledge, knowledge of Islam, over mal. And you heard the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said to him that your true love for Allah and his Prophet will mean that you have to remain patient because poverty comes to such a person as well. Anyhow, This was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who passed away on the 21st of Ramadan. As Muslims, we should remember our pious predecessors. We should do Fatiha for their pure souls. We should read about their life. These are the true heroes of Islam. These are the personalities we should be reading about and trying to emulate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to remember what has been said and to act upon it as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you.